The Natty Boys are taking a break this week, but since we appreciate our loyal fans so much, we still wanted to provide you with some of that great Natty Boys content that you come to expect every Friday morning. We revisited some of our past episodes and put together a few of our favorite fantasy drafts from the past year. That's right, folks, it's a best of episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys Podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
All right, we're going to kick things off by embracing our inner fat guy, a common theme of ours if you're new to the Natty Boys podcast. Hefe gets us started with a confession about Whopper preference, which leads us into a fantasy draft of our favorite fast food items.
So Hefe, we heard that you had a little confession for us before our fantasy draft tonight.
Yeah, the blogs have been flying out of the back office of Mill Iron Sports, and this is going to put me in an unpopular opinion with all of you. You're gonna judge me quite a bit, but I disagree with Max's blog that Whoppers with cheese are good. Whoppers with cheese are garbage.
You're a sociopath.
So you gotta kinda give us more information here. Are you just saying Whoppers in general are garbage and the cheese doesn't save them?
No,
or do you think
Whoppers,
it's better without
Whoppers
cheese?
It's better without cheese. Whoppers okay. with what? Cheese are garbage.
And you are an idiot. So
yeah, I mean, and this is putting me in the same, you know, with your holiday Reese's, but I just Whoppers with cheese are garbage.
I can respect Witt's opinion, though.
Well, yeah. Plus, that's, I'm right.
I mean, I've never gotten a Whopper with cheese. Like, so
it's probably because they never asked you if you wanted cheese.
Yeah Mac, ever, Mac, run us through this story that happened to you the other day, real quick, from Burger King.
Okay, so I was on my way back from driving around with my windows up enjoying how nice of a day it was.
You have to read the whole goddamn blog.
I went through the Burger King drive-thru and on my way back
to
work.
You're not a regular Burger King.
I'm not a regular at Burger King. I don't remember the last time I had Burger King for lunch.
Anybody's a regular at Burger King.
Yeah, I was going to say, judging by the empty parking lot every day, I don't think many people go. I've been there for breakfast a couple times, which is, their breakfast is fine. Like, you can't really go wrong with breakfast most places. It's a sausage biscuit sandwich at most places, or croissant, I think, is their big thing. But, so I went through the drive-thru, and I figured out, get the Whopper and some chicken nuggets. Just give it get a little bit of a well-balanced lunch on the way back to work. And I got back to my desk, and I took a bite out of the Whopper, and didn't taste right. Long story short, realized there was no cheese, went to the internet, found out they don't put cheese on Whoppers. It's something you have to ask for separately. And I'm not a fan. I don't understand that. So if Burger King wants to call and apologize, they can hold their breath because I'm not going to listen. I don't think that you're a worthwhile organization if you don't put cheese on your signature burger.
No.
You would never see Ronald McDonald skimping on the cheese on his Big Mac. So Burger King, I'm sorry, but you're just never going to be in my lunch rotation. Yeah. And I know that hurts because people that know me know that I spend a ton of money on fast food for lunch every week. So
Burger King, you're officially boycotted by Natty Boys, and your only way out of it is to give us a little sponsorship money.
Yeah, and I will reconsider. And cheese.
And also, just kind of going back to an earlier discussion, we talked about the FBI investigation. I think with Hefe's little confession there, he's probably on some kind of FBI list because that is a complete sociopath move. And I'd watch your back there, Hefe. If you see a couple of black cars parking, 20, 30 yards away, and they move every single time you move, you've got an FBI on your tail now.
And people that know me know that there's two things I take a strong stance on. It's cheese on burgers and sex offenders. And there should be a list for both of them.
Yeah.
And when I'm president...
And honestly, if you look at that Venn diagram, that middle section is probably pretty big because...
It's just a circle. It's a solid circle.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, if we're being honest, Hefe had his confession. I'll give you one, too. I've never had a Whopper before.
That's okay.
You're not missing out.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm not a Burger King guy. I don't go there ever.
I used to be a Burger King guy, but not anymore.
So, obviously, we all have some pretty strong feelings about our fast food, which kind of inspired our fantasy draft this week. We're all just going to go through and we're going to do a fantasy draft of our favorite fast food menu items. It could be past or present, so it doesn't have to be something that's in a current rotation. And to get things kicked off, I'm actually starting. And normally going first is a good thing, but I feel like this is a tough one to start off with because I got to set the tone. And
you got the number one overall pick.
Let's address the elephant in the room
first.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, if we're doing a true fantasy draft of favorite fast food items, picks 1 through 4 are 4 cheese conies from Skyline. So nobody's going to pick, no one's going to pick Skyline. That's off the board with the understanding that that trumps all. So.
Ooh. That's.
sorry. That Obama's all. So this is tough. Like I said, I got to set the tone. And this might be a little bit of a cop out. It's not food necessarily, but my number one overall fast food item pick is going to be McDonald's Coke.
I figured.
Yeah. McDonald's Coke is magical. And actually, so on another podcast I listened to, I heard somebody said that it's because instead of delivering their syrup in bags or whatever they come from, McDonald's is in like steel containers.
It's the straw, man.
It's all about
no,
the
because
straw.
I don't use straws unless I'm like driving, and it always tastes the same to me.
Yeah.
McDonald's Coke's always tasted different to me because of the straw.
I never even thought of that as like a, you know, a fast food item.
Well, it's an item at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah. Once. No, I agree because
that's
it is
why
different.
I said I think it might be a little bit of a cop out, but yeah. I think it's my go to.
McDonald's Coke's solid for sure.
Chick-fil-A Coke is also very good. Just FYI.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A has cherry Coke too.
Cherry Coke's garbage.
Okay, we're back on the bad take train.
I feel like we're going to have a lot of this in this fantasy draft.
All right, I got the second pick, and I am going to take Big Mac minus the cheese.
you son of a bitch.
You motherfucker.
Minus the pickles. You can leave the cheese
pickles
on
pickles and minus the onions.
I'm not a pickles guy. Onions I can deal with. I would prefer it without them, but I can deal with onions.
If
one
I
thing
to
I've done,
gotta
be
my
the diced.
Least favorite topping ever. It would be onions. Onions should only be consumed when they're deep fried.
Yes, that's pretty good.
Other instances of onions is trash.
I don't hate onions, but Big Mac wise, I go extra cheese and pickle. Like that's, I love. Well, obviously the sauce too.
See that they're doing like the Junior Mac and the
Grand Mac?
Yeah, Grand Mac.
The one thing I like to do is I get the double cheeseburger with mac sauce only sometimes, and that is really fucking good.
Nice.
Yeah, but
I've asked for that before it.
Don't get a Big Mac and eat it on the go. It's not an on-the-go sandwich.
No normal person tries to do that.
I think I've told you guys that story before. I was on the way to a friend's wedding, and I...
You're eating a Big Mac on the way to a wedding?
I ordered a quick bite to eat because I had been working all day, and
That's not a bite to eat.
I unexpectedly ordered a Big Mac, and it's like my wife's favorite story of me because I was like driving and I didn't know what to do with my hands because it was it was messy as hell.
But so what were you wearing?
I had a shirt and tie on.
Was there going to be food at this wedding?
Yeah, I'm fat.
No, it's the only wedding in the world that didn't serve any kind of food there.
Yeah, of course there was going to be food, but I needed like a pre-meal, like kind of like
pre-gaming
with beers.
Maybe if you get like hammered, you could like, you know, line yourself with a little bit of food beforehand so the alcohol
DB
doesn't
gets
hit
it.
You enough.
DB
no,
gets it.
No, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm saying that would be something I would do, although
plus,
Big Mac.
I wouldn't know a 10-piece nugget because that leaves more cracks for the liquid to fill.
I tried to go classic number two, the 2 cheeseburgers, French fry. Just a 2 cheeseburger meal, and I accidentally said number one. And
did you have a stroke?
I got a Big Mac.
No, I know numbers are hard, but I don't.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I was in a hurry. I
meant to order number two, but I said banana.
Yeah, you couldn't count that high, so you had to just go with the first number that you got to.
I was like, I'll take a number one, and then I got it, and I was like, oh, shit, I meant to get a number two.
You sure you weren't listening to Nelly, I Am Number One?
And yeah. Just...
I think I was singing. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyways, it was the messiest drive ever, and I did not get anything on my shirt, but I got damn close. It was
Jesus Christ. Hefe, you're something else, man. I swear.
It was messy.
My first pick is a rack of ribs on the way to a wedding. No, but my first pick, it was a menu item for a long time. Then it got taken off of the menu, but you can still get it most places, most locations. But sometimes they'll say, oh, we don't have that anymore. The chili cheese burrito from Taco Bell. Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you order it three out of the five times, it's not going to taste the same.
No.
Like, it's very weird. Yeah. It's like,
I don't know
how to put that in ratio.
Or...
from. Yeah.
That's
like, sometimes they throw in a scoop of ground beef with it too. Or yeah. So, but it's very good regardless. I've never really had one that I don't like.
And
but they just don't.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, they just don't always taste the same, but they're always good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all that T-Bone gets when he goes to Taco Bell.
I honestly can't remember the last time I've had one of those. And usually it's because when I go to Taco Bell now, I order through the mobile app because I'm like, I'm just going to order, pay, then I don't have to sit there and add extra time in line. But it's not a menu item, so you can't order it through the app.
Which sucks. I know. I hate that. And they put it back on the board at our location nearest mine and Hefe's house.
You guys probably
because of me. They're like, we're tired of this fat ass always ordering this. But it still wasn't on the mobile app.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Shame.
I love the chili cheese burrito. That was 100% on my list.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. Yes. With my first pick, I'm going to stick with McDonald's and I'm going to go McDouble. But it has to have the Mac sauce. That was one of my favorites all through college.
Don't try to get back in my good graces.
The McDouble with Mac sauce is amazing.
It is good.
Minus now, quick question. Do you take, this is a little gross, but do you take all the other sauces off? Like just Mac sauce? Have you ever gotten it with Mac sauce plus ketchup and mustard?
No, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I did that on an accident once and it was delicious.
How do you always accidentally order stuff at McDonald's?
Because I'm fat. I don't say things. I just get excited for food.
I feel like fat people a lot can go through a drive-thru and order a normal order without forgetting to say a number
then.
Or...
You're not fat then.
No, this isn't fat.
We need
this
to get you little business cards that like...
yeah.
Like nothing as serious as a medical bracelet saying that you have a disability of any sort, but like just like talk slow to me. Like hand it to them when you walk up to them.
No, I'm hungry. Give me my fucking food.
Sure.
I don't care how it's prepared. I just want it.
If you don't see an adult within 10 feet of me, please call this number.
That's right. I kick ass at Waffle House because they got pictures.
I'm starting to get convinced that like Hefe just is getting someone else's food on accident and not realizing it.
Have you ever accidentally ordered a salad?
He doesn't stop at the sign. He just drives up and takes it.
Pay it forward.
I don't know how they knew what I wanted. I didn't want it, but
it was just sitting on the counter. Well, I did that. Another story. I did that to your one of your siblings back in the old days. I ate her salad at a restaurant and they asked me if I got salad and I said no.
Yeah. Like, do I look like I would order a salad?
Why'd you eat it then? Because it was put in front of me.
Yeah, you gotta you gotta spell things out for Hefe, so. Jeez.
With my second pick, I'm gonna go with the curly fries from Arby's, but they have to have a cheese cup with them. To dip in cheese.
Yeah, I think they're good with cheese. I typically don't eat them with the cheese, but that was definitely on my list too. Arby's curly fries are awesome. Possibly the best fries in the fast food game. I would go Arby's curly fries or McDonald's fries. I think McDonald's fries are pretty good, but
you can buy them at the store too.
Can you?
Still not the same.
Yeah.
But they're good, but they're not
pretty damn good.
Are they actually Arby's brand at the store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get Arby's. Yeah. Arby's curly fries, Rally's fries.
Nice.
So, my next item, and this is a little tip of the hat to T-Bone, but I love it as well, the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, but I usually get it plain with American cheese only on it. Yep. And it turned out, and this is where Hefe and I differ, I guess, but the reason I got it plain the first time was because I was driving. I was trying, I would like a Baconator, but instead of Baconator, can I just get a chicken sandwich? I got the spicy chicken sandwich, but I knew it would be messy if I had all the stuff on it when I was driving. So I ordered it plain and realized, well, it's actually pretty good. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to get really crazy and go ask for a slice of cheese on it. So I would definitely recommend that anytime you. And they're, I don't know how it is. They must sell them so much because they're always fresh. Like no matter what, like you never get one that you can tell has been sitting around for a while.
Right. Fresh, never frozen.
That's right. Well, it's not like super spicy.
I'm kind of hoping they freeze their chicken. I know beef's probably okay.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that breaded chicken is not.
That's my Wendy's go-to, though. Is spicy same here. Chicken sandwich.
I don't get Wendy's too often, but it's a solid pick.
If they don't freeze any of their shit, I'm going to have to rethink my my fish sandwich on Friday during Lent there. This Alaskan cod has never been frozen.
All through Lent.
Alaskan cod driven 3,000 miles without freezing.
Yeah.
My next item is actually a breakfast item. I'm going with the McGriddle.
Okay.
Because there's, if I'm choosing a place to eat in the morning, it's going to be a McDonald's McGriddle.
Yep.
My wife likes to go to IHOP or, you know, someplace with delicious pancakes and stuff. I'm going McGriddle 100% every single time over that.
So what's your go-to McGriddle?
I get sausage, egg, and cheese.
That's one that always used to be my go-to until they came out with the chicken McGriddle.
That's so good.
And the chicken McGriddle is actually one that I had on my list as well because that changed my life. It's basically I'm a late comer to the whole chicken and waffles game in general, but once I had it, it was an amazing combination. And the chicken McGriddle the chicken McGriddle is basically your fast food version of chicken and waffles. It's amazing.
That's one of the ones that I haven't tried yet. I've tried bacon. But I have not tried the chicken yet. So, do they put egg on it, or is it just chicken?
Just
and
chicken.
Cheese?
Just chicken.
No cheese.
Not even cheese.
Just chicken in the McGriddle, like bun thing, whatever it is, little pancakes.
And that's all you need.
That is the greatest hangover food. Is a McGriddle and a McDonald's Coke.
McDonald's Coke. Yep.
And like I also throw sausage biscuit with cheese.
Yeah, and I was
nice and greasy.
One thing I got onto for a while at McDonald's with their breakfast was the steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
No onions.
Yes, agreed.
Because the onions on that are nasty.
Yeah. I think they're
disagree.
Gross, but
disagree.
So my next pick, it's pretty much the right along the lines of Mac's last pick, but it's the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich, and I get it with no pickles, and I add American cheese. And if I'm getting it, if I'm eating in the restaurant, or if I get it or through the drive-thru and eat it at home, I will take a packet of the Chick-fil-A sauce and throw it on there because I think Chick-fil-A sauce may be my single favorite condiment ever. It's
so good.
Amazing. Yeah. So throwing that on the spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, it's phenomenal.
Yep.
And then going back around to the third round, I've got a lot of items on my list that haven't been taken. I'm going to go with, so this is something that's not on their menu anymore. They have a replacement for it, but I don't think it's as good. The McDonald's Chicken Selects. When they came out, those, I got them religiously. And that's when I first got introduced to the McDonald's Spicy Buffalo Sauce, which is still my go-to sauce there. Right now they have their, homestyle chicken tenders, whatever they call them.
Yeah. I think they're called homestyle. Are they called homestyle selects?
No, they're
or
not
just homestyle
selects.
Tenders.
Yeah. I think they're just tenders and those are decent, but they're nowhere near the level of the chicken selects to me. And I when seeing Mike McDonald's reasoning behind like why they got rid of the selects and what's different about these is they talked about how they're kind of committed to a higher quality, a better product, but I mean, I feel like they're a step down from the selects, and maybe as it is because it is better, and I like the cheap shit, but I love the selects.
I agree. Nice. Those were good. I was bummed when they were taken off.
Plus, the biggest box of the selects were always a a two sticker item in McDonald's Monopoly.
Yeah, that's
so.
Key. Nice. That is key.
Yep. My next pick is from Taco Bell. It is the chicken quesadilla. I was kind of torn between the chicken quesadilla and the chicken quesarita, which are very similar, but I'm going with the quesadilla because I think the quesarito might be a like limited time item.
Yeah.
And I get a quesadilla like every single time I go to Taco Bell.
I think the quesarito is when they made a full time. Okay. It was always one of my go-tos. It still is usually. And honestly, I get just the ground beef quesarito.
Really?
And I mean, I think that's great. From a quesadilla standpoint, I always get the steak quesadilla there. I've never gotten their chicken one. And
I used to bounce back and forth, but one time I got it and it tasted like they just took like Jack Link's beef jerky and put it on it.
Yeah, sometimes.
So I was
like,
I'm gonna. If it's been sitting around too long, it can get kind of rough.
And I think it's the quesadilla sauce that they put on is what is the selling point for me.
Everything. Yeah,
whatever that tangy sauce is, it's amazing.
I made it one time. I found it online on how to make it.
Nice.
And it was pretty close. It called for some weird stuff that you wouldn't expect to be in it, but. It's like jalapeno
like
stuff
it
in
the store before.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell all that stuff in the taco section for Taco Bell. I think they sell the quesadilla sauce.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, for my last one, I've got a couple here, but I'm going to go with one that it's underrated. A lot of people use it as drunk food, but I'll eat it when I'm not drunk because I think it's that good. And it's White Castle cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so good, and especially if you get them at the right time, they can be so just the perfect, like hit the spot.
Yep.
I like a lot of times, like on the weekends during red season, if there's a day game, if I've already had Skyline either earlier that day or planning on getting it later on or something, I'll use White Castle as my, you know, quick go grab some food because it's not too far from my house, and it's just something you can sit there and eat five or six of and just, you know.
Yeah.
Marathon eat, I guess, is the right word.
Yeah.
I like stuff that can get me, like, through a couple innings of baseball instead of being like, oh, there went my quesadilla from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm done.
Three bites.
Plus, with White Castle, since the burgers are so small, you could end up eating, like, twice as much actual food that you would get at, like, McDonald's or somewhere, but still feel good about yourself because, like, oh, these are just real tiny little burgers.
They're just tiny,
yeah. It's not that bad.
How are you feeling about the onions on those, Woody?
I go no pickles, no onions. I'm a big cheese-only guy at a lot of places.
Onions.
Sometimes, like, I'll do, like, McDonald's burgers. I'll do ketchup and mustard. You know, other places, if it's, like, a fancier restaurant, I'll do, like, lettuce and tomato and shit. But I don't do onions, and I don't do pickles.
A little tip out there. I did it when I was really drunk one time and thought, hey, I'm going to give this a shot. And then I tried it again when I was sober, and it is good. Sometimes I'll put some of the spicy mustard from White Castle on the cheeseburgers, and it's pretty good. Hmm. And so, same ketchup can be good on it sometimes too.
Yeah.
But I mean, I at the end of the day, I like them plain, or not plain, but without, you know, ketchup or mustard or anything. But
yeah.
If you're looking to spice it up a little bit, you can go that route.
Yeah.
Wrapping it up, I'm going to stick with the same place just because I feel like we spent a lot of time here in our days back in Mac and Witty's neighborhood. We would venture out here quite a bit in White Castle's, and I'm going to go with specifically a sack of cheese sticks. White Castle's cheese sticks are like my favorite thing ever. I always feel awful after I eat White Castle's the next day, but it's so delicious, and yes, bringing in the cheeseburgers with it. I like the double cheeseburgers, and then
no cheese though.
Sack of cheese. Yeah, no, I definitely do cheese on those.
Double cheeseburger, hold the cheese.
And then I always get a sack of cheese sticks to go with my burgers.
Extra marinara.
Extra,
that's,
yes. DB
that's the
knows.
Problem. They don't.
Yep.
They don't put. They don't
you
put
always
enough
have
marinara
to ask for extra.
Motherfuckers.
I'll crush.
There's
the cheese
10 cheese sticks in
marinara.
A stack and a sack. You need at least 3 marinaras.
I'm a big no marinara guy.
Yeah, I'll crush them without it, yeah.
That was a delicious fantasy draft.
My mouth was watering the whole time. Next up, we have a fantasy draft from our fall kickoff episode where we came up with new pumpkin spice flavored products that we'd most like to see. So you may not know it from your calendar or from the thermometer outside, but it's actually fall right now, and the way you can tell is by going through the grocery store or through Starbucks or wherever. You're seeing pumpkin spice everything. Pumpkin spice is officially back. Pumpkin beer is everywhere too. And so in honor of fall, we've decided to do a fantasy draft of the things that we would most like to see a pumpkin flavored version of. So, you know, we all kind of have our inner basic white girl in us. And so we're going to let that come out in this fantasy draft. And to kick things off, we're going to start out with DB.
All right. So I know for a fact this doesn't exist, but if it did exist, I would get it every single morning of fall on my way to work. And that is a pumpkin flavored McGriddle.
Ooh.
So this would be like just sprinkle in a little bit of the pumpkin spice into the already delicious pancake maple syrup McGriddle.
Sounds and good.
Give me that on the way to work, and I am 100% eating it. I went real. You know, some of these are going to be joke ones, but the first one I had to go with a real thing.
Sausage.
And I'm sticking with the McGriddle.
Sausage, bacon, or chicken?
I'm a sausage, egg, and cheese guy.
Okay. Not bad choice.
No, that's a good one.
So my first round pick, it's a little bit more on the ridiculous side. I'd like to see some pumpkin spice skull. Because why should the rednecks be deprived of the basicness, a basic redneck, I guess. I don't know what you would call that, but, they should get in on the fun. So pumpkin spice skull, I think that'd be a hit everywhere. The hipsters would love it. I'm sure hipsters dip, right?
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Two hipsters. Ironically.
Dip? Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Not skull. It'd be some other brand, but you know.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Grizzly.
That's a good one. That's one that we had talked about beforehand. That would be interesting. That would be. I think you need to be equal opportunity for all the fall lovers out there. So let's get the red.
Yeah, because it's you get that crisp pool air. You're out there in your hunting blind. You got the camo on. Why not pop in a pinch of that pumpkin spice skull?
Yeah. I'm sure it would go well
just
with
you of fall.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm sure it would smell great mixed with the deer urine you just sprayed all over yourself. So my first pick, I'm gonna go with pen caps.
Nice.
So I chew the caps on my pens constantly. I'm not one of those people that just chew it to the point where it's disgusting looking. I don't actually chew it and change the shape of it at all. I just always have it like in my mouth.
Right.
And I hope someone doesn't splice that together and make that sound really bad. But I'll just, hold my pen in my mouth. So I'll I'm essentially just kind of chew on it, but not destroy the pen cap like you see some people do. But yeah, if that was pumpkin spice flavored, I mean, that would be incredible. And it'd make a lot more sense on why I always have my pen in my mouth. So.
I bet you could make a lot of money coming out with flavored pen caps.
Hey.
This podcast doesn't work out. We could be inventors.
I'd say we slap a Mill Iron logo on those pens and sell them.
Yeah. Cut that. We don't want people stealing that idea.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, we have intellectual property rights. Yes. We came up with this idea.
Yeah. Hefe. my second one, and this is a little more obscure, and I think Witty might be able to appreciate this one too. Shampoo. I want pumpkin spice flavored shampoo because
like actually flavored or scented?
No, it needs to be flavored because when I'm shampooing my beard, I always get shampoo in my mouth.
Yeah, I hate the taste of shampoo. They should make shampoo taste better. It's 2017. Ooh. Why can't we have better flavored shampoo?
If you're listening to this, we have intellectual property rights.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to go down and just buy a bunch of, flavoring stuff and just start.
We're going to make so much money every fall.
We've got the basic rednecks and hipsters market cornered.
Aren't all hipsters basic?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. I'd have to get out the Matrix. Well,
they were the first ones to be basic, though.
Yeah, but they were basic before being basic was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You can tell I don't care the way I look based on my $300 glasses that don't actually have prescription lenses in them.
Don't have lenses at all.
Yeah, there you go.
Sweet frames, bro. All right, so my second round pick is going to be toothpaste. Because I'm not a big coffee drinker. I don't, you know, I don't partake in the pumpkin spice latte, the original pumpkin spice, the thing that started it all. But I still like to start my mornings out with some pumpkin spice. So give me that pumpkin spice Crest. nice start to the day, get that pumpkin spice flavor, and yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably... Yeah,
if you're not drinking the coffee, it's another good way to start your morning.
I'd probably start brushing my teeth every day if I had pumpkin spice toothpaste.
So my next round pick is going to be for our furry little friends. Why don't they make dog biscuits with pumpkin spice?
I thought you were going
to
say
pumpkin
spice.
Why are we the only ones that
get
to enjoy this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
I said I thought you were going to say pumpkin spice peanut butter.
Oh, shit. So why should we be the only ones that get to enjoy the pumpkin spice? Why don't we get some treats for our dogs and let them enjoy it too?
Yeah, I mean, that way we could all sit around and we could have our pumpkin spice lattes while we're spitting our pumpkin spice dip, writing with our pumpkin spice pens, and our dog just enjoying his treat as well.
Yeah, and obviously the dog's going to be wearing some sort of, you know, sweater. And
So going from the dogs, I'm going to go with our hairless friends that work at the gym and live in the gym. Why don't they make protein shakes for them that are pumpkin spice? You know, they're pumping their iron, and they got to have their protein shake in the morning when they get up. So I think that they would really enjoy a pumpkin spice protein shake.
I'm surprised they don't.
They may, but...
No, they don't. Intellectual property. We're going to make that. That's Miller and Sports, Miller and Sports protein shakes.
So the next one I had was along those same lines, but it's more for the everyman. You want to replenish. You want to rehydrate after workout. So mine is pumpkin spice Gatorade.
Oh, I just gagged.
You got to replace those electrolytes in the fall. You know, you're out there. You get that, you know, nice morning walk or...
raking leaves.
Yeah, raking leaves. You work up a sweat. You got to replace what your body's losing. So why not have a nice pumpkin spice Gatorade?
And then you can spit your pumpkin spice. Yeah. Right.
You can use the bottle as a spitter afterwards. Perfect.
That would be so disgusting.
And then once you're done with that, you brush your teeth with the pumpkin spice toothpaste, and you're good to go.
There you go. Then you write your check to your oncologist with your pumpkin spice pen.
And then you leave everything to your dog in your will that's eating your pumpkin spice biscuits.
Wow. I think we do have this pumpkin spice market corner now. I really do. I think we can be really rich here. My last one, this is something I always find myself.
This whole thing's so ridiculous.
My last pick would be pumpkin spice flavored hoodie strings. I always end up chewing on my hoodie strings, and just like my pen cap, I don't chew on them to the point where they're destroyed like you see some people. It's more of just something to hold in my mouth when I'm not chewing gum or have a pen to chew on. I don't let them get all gross and soaking wet, but you know, sometimes it'd be nice to have a little bit of a pumpkin spice flavor when you're on your, like you said, outside on a nice fall day, and toss the strings in your mouth and boom.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice. Yeah.
So while we're busy being basic, I'm gonna throw out something that actually is delicious with the pumpkin version of it, and that is a pumpkin pie Pop Tart.
Never had that.
If you have not tried them, you need to. It is delicious.
I like the pumpkin beers. Like I went out and bought a six pack of the Southern Tier, or not Southern. Well, I got the Southern Tier pumpkin, and then I got the. That was just one of the bombers, and then the six pack I got the Shipyard Pumpkin Head, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
It's really good. That one's really, that's my favorite one they probably make. But it's really good.
I feel like every fall I buy like a six pack and then I drink like two or three of them and I end up trying to get rid of the other three somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just get sick of them.
Yeah.
No, but I think we had some good options there for, considering everything else has already gotten a pumpkin spice version.
Yeah.
The
last one I had on my list that I didn't get to was, pumpkin spiced pumpkin pie filling.
Wow. Yeah. Like an Inception.
I just did that. Yeah.
That's an Inception thing. My only honorable mention was, and it goes the same thing as my my pen caps, but golf tees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I chew golf tees all the time. And most of the time, like obviously it's when I'm golfing. But sometimes if I had a golf tee in my pocket when I get in my car and I just like toss it in my console, like I might just chew, excuse me, I might just chew on the golf tee, you know, when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Just because, you know.
That one time a year I golf, I definitely have a tee in my mouth most of the time. Yeah.
And like, I haven't golfed much this year, but I mean, I was golfing like crazy there for a while, not to brag, but I literally like take your shot. If your tee's not broken, pick it up. And I would throw it in my mouth, like just wipe the dirt off, put it in my mouth. So I probably had so many fertilizers and like disgusting shit like in my mouth. But, but you know, where else are you going to put it? Like, don't want to put it in your pocket. You know, there's things that can get stabbed down there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always a big, and this is off topic, or we're kind of getting off topic, but I'm always a big tee up in the side of the hat, like right behind my ear.
I do that too sometimes.
Yep. That was basic AF. Our next fantasy draft was inspired by some shots that Kevin Durant took at his teammate's signature shoe brand.
So we've had a little bit of talk about Durant saying nobody wants to play in Under Armour's, and we had some Starberry talk. So our fantasy draft this week is of shoes that we would want to play in before we got to Under Armour's. So these are all the shoes that we would pick over the Under Armour brand. And Hefe has the first pick.
I took the obvious choice here. I just I went with shoes guaranteed to make any kid run faster or jump higher. I chose PF Flyers.
Yep.
No ankle support, but I'm going PF Flyers.
Yeah, you're going to roll your ankle.
I'm blowing my ankle out game two, but I'm going to be jumping higher.
If any of these companies feel like they would like to sponsor the podcast, feel free to get in touch with us. We're at Milliron Sports on Twitter.
I'm not Mexican, but my name is Benny, and I'll go by the Jet if it makes any difference.
I think you probably could have said Hispanic instead of Mexican. But...
Well, all right, for my first pick, they specialize in boots for the most part, but they also made a gym shoe. Lugs.
Nice.
I don't remember those shoes.
Neither do I.
They are... I mean, I think they almost look like knockoff Timberlands, the boots. Then they started making specialty shoes for... I just remember seeing them because they had the little metal... It's just a plain shoe usually and has a little metal logo on the ankle area that just says Lugs on it.
Nice.
I never owned a pair, but hey, probably better than Under Armour.
Gotta be.
Probably, yeah. So Hefe said he took the obvious choice with his first pick of PF Flyers. I'm taking the obvious choice in going with Moon Shoes. Because...
The toy?
Because who wouldn't want to be able to jump so much higher with those Moon Shoes on, man? That might actually make me be able to dunk, probably. Probably not, but, you know, I'm surprised Moon Shoes wasn't taken already.
One of the most disappointing things that ever happened to me in my life was actually getting a crack at those things, and my feet were too big for them. So my toes were hitting the plastic on the front, so I didn't even know what it was like to jump. I mean, I always thought I could get up onto the roof if I had a pair of those things. Good one.
Oh, I got some back-to-back picks here. The one shoe that I'm going to pick is back in the day, Latrell Sprewell released a shoe that had like rim spinners on the side of them. Uh-huh. they were made by Dada.
Yeah, I remember those?
And those were so hot in like 7th or 8th grade that every single kid wanted them just because the rims keep spinning when you're walking.
Yep.
Yeah, stop. So ridiculous. Such a Dada. Ridiculous concept.
Didn't it have like the crown or whatever it was? The
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And the other one that I'm going to throw out there is the original, the Chuck Taylors.
Nice.
From the 70s. Once again, no ankle support, but, if they're good enough for Larry Bird, they're good enough for me.
Yes.
Interesting that you went to Larry Bird.
Yeah, huh. So with my second pick, I'm going to go with one that's more for the aesthetics and not necessarily the performance, but L.A. Lights. Because how badass would that look like on a court?
Man.
Duncan just...
Yeah.
That would be sweet.
And like my intro, when they would announce my name, all the lights would just go out and I would run out and you would just see the lights kind of lighting up as I ran out on the court.
Nice.
Yeah.
They'd just see a tumbling mess of lights when you tripped.
Yeah.
All right. For my second pick... I would say the Shaq shoes.
Shaq brand that they sell at Smart.
The Shaq brand shoes.
Those are on my list.
they started to knock off, I don't know if they always have, but recently they had knocked off different Jordan models, or the Jordan shoes, so they were essentially, they were just blatant ripoffs of Jordan shoes with the Shaq logo on them, so.
I loved it when Shaq went after Big Baller Brand for... Uh-huh. He's like, this is what a real man does for the kids, making $30 shoes instead of $500 shoes.
Right.
Yeah. Fucking Shaq.
I've got, back-to-back picks coming up. I am going to go just because it would be like my ritual every time I did a free throw. The BK Ratchtex. I would tighten up my Ratchtex.
Nice.
Just to get that internal microphone hit me on the foul line, and you just hear. So I'm going with the BK Ratchtex. And then with my last pick, I am going with Soaps. Shoes for skateboarders with the grind plate on.
Oh, nice.
Just because I never fit into a pair growing up, but I figure if I'm like a billionaire, like most, I figure if I'm a billionaire, like most of the NBA players are, I could probably get Soaps to come back and make me a size big enough for my foot.
I thought you were going to get the wheelies.
Yeah.
That'd make dribbling so much easier.
Yeah. Heelys, those were on my, that's on my honorable mentions.
I had the BK, the British Knights. I just had the general. I didn't have
the Ratchtex. Just it's my childhood. That was like every other commercial on Nickelodeon when I was growing up.
All right, I'm gonna go with one here that I thought for sure Woody was gonna steal, and I am going to go with the Big Baller Brand shoes.
That was my next one. I was going to cue up the Mellow Ball 1 song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
NBA 1's on, y'all ain't ready.
Now it's stuck in your head, right?
Yeah.
You hear it one time. I don't know. Lonzo didn't look too smooth playing in those in the summer league.
No.
That's why I'm waiting for the Mellow Balls to come out. I'm sure they'll be a lot more better constructed.
Yep. The Mellow 1's.
That's a good one. My last pick, I'm going barefoot because man was designed not to be wearing shoes. Shoes are a social construct designed by the man to keep us down. So I'm at my fastest. I can jump my highest and move my quickest when I don't have any shoes on at all. So I'm going barefoot.
Your ideas intrigue me, and I'd like to subscribe to your newsletter. So wait, are you talking about like the barefoot shoes for running?
No, I'm not wearing any shoes.
Good, because you would have been a weirdo if you would have chose the, I don't even know what they're called, but they have like the...
They were proven to make you run better, but big surprise that came out that wasn't true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To end us here, I'm going to go with a classic. I'm going to put on a pair of the Reebok pumps.
Nice.
And
nice.
Just...
I want the pump!
They're going to make me jump higher.
Those things are awesome, though.
And then when you get mad, you can just kind of like pump it up as much as you can until it explodes.
Has just anyone to make done a that? Point.
I saw it in a movie
once. It happened
once.
In a movie, yeah.
I forget what movie it was.
I think it was in Encino Man or something.
Was it? Yeah. Yeah, I think nice. You're right.
Brendan Fraser.
I had
happened
a,
to that guy?
I know.
They're trying to cast him in Star Wars.
Really?
Oh, really?
No, I forget who it was. Somebody on Twitter. I forget who it is. Someone random on Twitter that always gets retweeted in my timeline is trying to make a plea for Brendan Fraser to be in the new Star Wars. I don't know why. I don't know. I had a couple honorable mentions. One of mine, DB kind of just stole it, but I was going to jokingly just say Reeboks.
Yeah,
for trash.
Yeah.
But, and then I'm surprised no one took this since it was the inspiration, the Starberries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Starberries are good. One brand from our childhood that I remember wanting a pair but never got them was a pair of Fila's.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like those were popular. And the And One shoes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say I had the And One. I had the Glen Rice Nautica shoes from the 90s.
Nautica did come out with a pair
Nautica's
of shoes.
Because Nautica is just funny to think of as a basketball shoe.
Yeah.
I had the Adidas T-Mac 4s. They're just really... They had a bunch of straps on them and were kind of weird looking.
And they're
Adidas. I said
Adidas,
Dada's so jokingly before we started.
Yeah.
Chris Webber had the Dada C4s.
And sort of Sprewell. Sprewell spinners were fucking awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a handful of honorable mentions, actually. My first one is a pair of all-black Allen Edmonds Park Avenues. So it's a dress shoe. So it's not going to have much traction on the court, but you're going to look damn good in it. Those things are some high-quality leather, nice leather soles. So I'm going to look good on the court no matter what. Next one I had, kind of going the opposite direction, just a pair of Crocs because I want to be comfortable out there.
Your feet would be destroyed.
So that, my next honorable mention, this is more for performance. I think I'd be a hell of a lot faster with these on. Some Lightning TRS rollerblades from the 1990s with the neon green straps. Yeah.
Yes.
And then my last one is just I'm gonna preemptively wear a walking boot because if I tried to play basketball right now, I would definitely break my ankles. So I'm just gonna put the boot on preemptively.
That's smart. That is smart. Be proactive.
Hilarious. Those 90 boys never fail to disappoint. Someone who seems to frequently disappoint their fans is ESPN, and our last fantasy draft of the day was inspired by their Aaron Judge obsession last season.
Just this past week, ESPN released the most ridiculous video that I've seen in a long time, talking about Aaron Judge and things that are taller than Aaron Judge. Yeah. Like, they listed, like, the Green Monster and its height. Like, no shit,
like
that
Empire
State
Building.
Yeah, the Empire State Building. Like, no shit that these things are taller than a 6'7" dude.
Yeah. Well, and the whole concept of the video was, it's hard to find things that are taller than an Aaron Judge, which, okay.
I mean,
I could find a few things that are taller than 6'7", but...
Yeah. Right, so our fantasy draft this week is of things that are taller than Aaron Judge.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get things kicked off with our first pick in the draft. So the number one overall thing that is taller than Aaron Judge is Bigfoot. Now, I think there are a lot of people out there that don't believe in Bigfoot.
Allegedly.
I personally do believe in Bigfoot.
Yes.
I've never seen Bigfoot in person, but I've seen plenty of pictures of Bigfoot and some videos online. And it's enough to make me think that Bigfoot's out there. And actually, I think at least at one point there are multiple Bigfoots out there now.
Big feet.
I think they're all retired now. And Gravedigger was probably my favorite monster truck, but Bigfoot's Bigfoot's the best known one. So he's gonna that's gonna be my number one thing that's taller. So that's gonna be my number one thing that's taller than Aaron Judge.
Bigfoot the monster truck.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I can top that one.
God damn it. It's a good number one overall pick.
My number one pick, number two overall, is me sitting on Hefe's shoulders while we wear a large trench coat so we don't get carded when we're buying beer. So there's my number one pick, number two overall.
Who's on top?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max definitely the top in that relationship.
I had a similar third pick, and I went with two people that aren't really around that much anymore, but it just made me laugh because one's a little
Hitler
guy.
And Stalin?
No, oh. One's a little dude. So, and they were
I'm
a dynamic
sure
dude.
Robin Big?
and that's where I was going with it. Was Rob from Robin Big on Big Shoulders, similar to what Max said. So, but I picked two of my favorite TV personalities. If they were made a superhuman.
You guys aren't going to believe this. But one of my picks was someone on someone else's shoulders.
me too. And I'm still going with it. So
am I.
I'll
my
stick
pick
with mine.
Is Jose Altuve sitting on top of Jose Altuve's shoulders.
I almost said that too.
So he's 5'6", I think. Yeah. He's one of the shortest guys in Major League Baseball, but he's got some pop in his bat.
Ooh. So if Jose Altuve is sitting on top of Jose Altuve's shoulders, you can call him Jose Altuve, but do the number two.
The W-O instead of the
yeah.
T-U.
No, the actual number itself.
Oh.
Oh, like respect with the two. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. My second round pick is going to be the average height of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Ooh,
so
nice. How did that slip through?
The
ESPN's
average height
fingers.
Of the Milwaukee Bucks is 6'8". So every single player on their team added up and divided by 12, taller than Aaron Judge.
Ooh. That's a good one.
I don't have any more.
You can't think of a single thing taller than Aaron Judge.
No, besides, I'm going to go with the facade of Yankee Stadium. It's taller than Aaron Judge. Sometimes
but he can
I
hit some baseballs over it, though.
Yeah. He crushes the ball over it, but it's clearly taller than him. Everyone I have is obvious now from this point on because, like Whitty was saying, it's pretty hard to not think of things that are taller than him.
To make
like
it funny.
Obvious things.
All right. My second pick on the way back around is me putting up Christmas lights on my roof.
Ooh,
when nice. I'm on that ladder, I'm definitely over 6'7".
Are you an icicles guy or just a single
more
strand?
More of a Clark Griswold?
Well, I'm, truth be told, I'm more stand on the ground and feed them up to my dad when he's on the roof. But no, when I do have to get up on the ladder, we have the... like the old school looking ones, like the bigger bulb, like the
nice.
I guess they're like the more retro look. They're not a icicle or flashing or anything.
I like the bigger bulbs like that.
Mm-hmm. Quick sidetrack: what are your guys' thoughts on those little LED like laser things that people put out in their front yards and like shine the little lights to cover the whole front of their house? Because I see that more and
accent.
More.
I think lazy. As an accent, they're good.
I think it looks bad no matter what. I think if you already have lights up already and you throw that on top of it, that looks worse to me because it just it gets so cluttered. I don't think it's a good look, and I agree. I think it's a lazy thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like I see it more and more. And
Merca.
And obviously, I'm not going... we don't hang lights off the roof or anything. I don't even put them up in like the taller trees in my yard. We literally, last year, we had two little like 3-foot fake outdoor trees that we put up and plugged in, and that was the extent of our Christmas lights. But I'm not going to go and get the whatever that little box is that shines those little red and green dots all over my house that I see.
Joke's
so
on you. Now I'm going to know where you live when I drive by.
See, I do it on the sides of the house.
Why?
Because
like he's lazy.
So his neighbor can see it when he goes to take his trash out.
I still decorate the entire house too.
I hope you fall off your roof.
I'm Clark Griswold for sure.
Except you're not funny.
Sorry. I'll just log off.
All right, Whitty. Pressure's on.
All right. So we obviously everybody's already had their person on another person's shoulders. I've still got mine, so that's going to be my second round pick. And I guess some backstory to it. Everyone now is kind of saying, is Aaron Judge sort of the face of baseball? But I'm not sure that he's necessarily there yet. And so kind of in that vein, my second round pick is Bryce Harper on top of Mike Trout's shoulders. and I was going to go the other way around, but I don't think that Bryce Harper can support that weight on top of that knee right now. No. With that terrible, terrible bruise that he has. So,
plus that hair has to be
he's
going to
need
top.
To ride around. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's true, too. Yeah, so that's my second round pick is Bryce Harper on top of Mike Trout's shoulders.
I'm glad that we're all so unoriginal.
And then kind of bringing it back around, my third round pick is the world's largest Coke bottle at the Coke store out in Las Vegas. I think it's a 100-foot tall Coca-Cola bottle. And with Coca-Cola being my absolute favorite beverage, if I had myself a 100-foot Coke bottle, besides getting diabetes instantly, I would probably be in heaven, figuratively, not literally yet. But soon.
It might be literally if soon. You drink it all.
Oh, I'm going to pace myself. I'll probably spread it out over a couple of days.
Who goes through 100 feet worth of Coke first? Witty or Johnny Manziel? talking about cocaine. And then the cola for Witty, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, my third pick is very similar to Witty's. Kind of. Mine is the Coke display right inside the door at Kroger. That when they yeah. stack it up and they spell things with it for football season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's always like 8 foot tall. And I always want to go in there and just be an asshole and take one of the middle 12 packs.
I know.
And really screw up the whole thing. But no, I don't know. They put so much time and effort into that for really nothing. But yeah, that's taller than Aaron Judge.
I am going to, with my last round pick, get some judgment from my OU, my fellow OU classmates, and I am going to go with the amount of DiBito boxes stacked up of DiBito that I ate over the time that I was at OU. Would be taller than Aaron Judge, guaranteed.
I think the amount of DiBito you ate in a weekend could be taller than Aaron Judge. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
It'd probably be taller than the 100-foot Coke bottle.
Exactly.
Or the mound of cocaine.
Yeah.
Wait, which is Ooh. Taller, a 100-foot tall Coke bottle or a 100-foot mound of cocaine? That's like the whole that's like the whole 10 pounds worth of feathers versus a 10-pound bowling ball. Which one has the ground
so,
first?
With that one, I saw a funny Physics joke one day. Fun. It was the 10 pounds of feathers is heavier than the 10 pounds of bricks because the 10 pounds of bricks is just 10 pounds of bricks, but the 10 pounds of feathers you also have to carry around the weight of what you did to all those birds.
That's awesome.
All right, I'm going to end this debauchery.
Oh, I got some good honorable mentions.
My last one isn't that good, but it is a New York staple. And I've never seen them. I've never seen Aaron Judge standing next to her, but I'm going Ooh. With the Statue of Liberty. Ooh. I'm pretty sure that she's taller than Aaron Judge. Not 100% for sure, mm-hmm. though.
Hmm.
When I think of New York,
yeah,
I think of Lady Liberty and Aaron Judge.
And chicks always and grow Sparrows. Faster than boys. So until he hits his next growth spurt, she probably hasn't beat for a little while.
He does need some braces.
Yes.
Yes.
He's still an alien.
I had a Perhaps. Couple honorable mentions. My one was just right in front of ESPN's face the whole time. Doug Fister, a pitcher for the Red Sox, is taller than Aaron Judge. So
yeah. And if you I had Randy at, Johnson because yeah. Randy Johnson was 6'11". Yeah.
Yeah. There's like three or four active players taller than Aaron Judge right now. So yeah. I don't know why they're making a big deal about a dude that's
Reds. Scott Feldman, 6'7".
Yeah. Like, if you're going to take deal. The time to even, like, yeah, just...
you're my same height. That is neat.
and then my other honorable mention, and the reason I didn't put them on my list, or put him on my list, is because I didn't feel like stumbling over his name. Magmar Tundoweg, that is Mag the Mighty, which is the giant from Game of Thrones.
Oh, nice. So. Yeah, I thought about him too. Yeah. My one honorable mention that I had was my dad when I was 3 years old, because even though my dad was only 6 feet tall, when I was 3 years old, I thought he was about 12 feet tall. Yeah. So
sounds like a country song.
I was bad at math when I was three.
One of the things that I looked up that didn't end up panning out was the tallest Supreme Court justice, since we were going with judges. Mm-hmm. And the tallest Supreme Court justice was 6 foot six. So he was coming close to Aaron Judge, but not quite.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that trip down memory lane with us. And if you didn't, you know what to do. Unsubscribe from the podcast. And then resubscribe. And then re-download every episode and listen to each one. And then give us a 5-star review. And then go fuck yourself. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. I'm like 70% sure of that. Until then, check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and MillIronSports.com. See you next week.